Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Now, the autumn is creeping in, and in the US this time of the year, people often go to New England to see what they call the fall foliage. But we have our own spectacular autumn foliage in Ireland, and it's starting to reveal itself now around the place, you will have noticed. So it's a good time to go on a nice forest walk. And I'm joined now by Galway businesswoman and walking enthusiast, Lisa Regan. Hi, Lisa.
Good morning, Brendan.
So, Lisa, you're a great advocate of walking in general.
Yes, I'm always walking, always out and about. I have a dog, but even if I didn't, I just love it. I find it so relaxing. And where I live here in Galway, it's particularly beautiful. We're obviously close to the coast, but in the city centre as well too, we're so close to the University of Galway campus, which is surrounded by trees. And then you go on up to Dangan. So we're very lucky in the city centre to have actually a lot of trees within the city.
And what's the benefit of trees and getting into foresty environment in particular?
Trees are incredible because they have this like regulation of for ourselves. The air quality is better around trees because of the oxygen, and it is proven now that they enhance our cognitive function because the air is so pure in there, and it lowers that cortisol and the stress. And there's this kind of thing that comes when you're around trees or any type of shrubbery or bushes. It's just a little bit quieter because that obviously blocks out the noises that are around us from like cars and people. It's kind of, you go into a little almost like a cocoon when you're beside trees. So it's a really nice place to be.
And you're saying no headphones, just listen.
No. Even yesterday, you know, I was listening to you talking to Dr. Tony Bates, and I really enjoyed that conversation just about silence. And I think that's the thing that we're kind of most afraid of now. Mm-hmm. We're always distracted by things, you know, listening to things on our phone or chatting to people or just even in, just constantly thinking. And that silence, we're so afraid of it now. And it's so nice when you're outside to actually leave your headphones at home and give yourself a minute to think. I mean, all day long, the lists are going nonstop in the head. You're going on to one task to the next, or you're trying to listen to that podcast because you want to, you know, learn more and everything. So it's just like constantly upskilling.
Improving ourselves, yes.
Yeah, it's just so tiring. So sometimes, you know, some people, you might even have 5 minutes where you actually have silence. And then we're like, oh God, you know, then the overthinking comes in. But I really, really loved that conversation yesterday, and I thought he really kind of hit home on that silence is a really, really good thing for us.
Yeah, and just no agenda, be in the trees. And like, it is more so than kind of, you remember during the pandemic, we all got into tramping around the roads of our neighbourhood and we knew every crevice. There's something about going into a different kind of environment, like a foresty environment, that is an actual kind of escape as well, isn't it? And freedom.
Yeah, definitely. Going on, and even they say as well too, if you have a route to work and you walk that every single day, your brain gets so used to that. So they say to challenge yourself just to walk a different way, even if you take a different street. It's so good for your brain function. And when you go to a new environment as well too, there's always that little bit, oh, will we get lost? You know, I mean, everything is pretty looped in these forest places that we're in now. It's not like we're exploring the real unknown, but it's really good to just go and set off and just put one foot in front of the other and take in your surroundings. Like, look at the trees, look at the growth, look at the wildlife, and just see where you're at rather than always thinking, oh, I know what's going on here. I think it's just so good for you as well to kind of like release that control in yourself.
And look, for people who think, oh, I'm not the kind of person who goes hiking or does this kind of thing, you don't have to do a major hike or expedition or anything, do you? You don't need to buy loads of gear or anything.
No, that's always my thing. I'm always like, if you have to go and you have to spend €500 on a pair of socks and a shoes, you know, you're never going to commit to this. It's literally throw on the runners and out you go. And the only thing I will say is this, I was laughing to myself. It took me until my 37th year of life to buy a good rain jacket that's actually waterproof. If you invest in a good rain jacket, no, it's embarrassing. I'm from Galway and I got my first proper raincoat.
Oh, gosh, we're all the same. Yeah.
And, so I have that now and I'm like a new woman. And it's a Scandinavian brand and those people know how to make waterproof clothes.
Yeah.
And you literally do not get wet. Off you go and you get every opportunity to walk. It's a really, really great way to move your body and to also enjoy where you live.
So then, is this forest bathing or is forest bathing something more evolved than this?
No, this is just a title. And so forest bathing is essentially walking in a forest. It's like when everyone started swimming in 2020 and they started calling it sea swimming, and it's just swimming. It's just a phrase on something so that there's a descriptive now thing of it. So bathing is just basically taking in your surroundings of a forest or a tree woodland that you're in. So it's just walking in a forest, but you can call it whatever you want as long as you get out and do a bit of it.
Do you know, one tip I give people is look up. Look up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Look up. Yes.
A lot of us, the head down or in front of us are going along. Look up sometimes when you're in the trees. So, what are some of your own favourite foresty kind of walks?
Well, here in Galway, I love going out to Roscahill Woods. It's brilliant. Just the far side of my Cullen there, so it's not too much of a stretch. But there's an unbelievable forest trail walk that Quilty have developed. It's actually where the wind farms are, and that is incredible. There's 5K loops, 10K loops, and a 22K loop if you want to graduate to that as well too. And that is one of the most silent places I've been in a long time. The air is so clear out there, and it's a great place to go, especially like on a Sunday afternoon. Just go out, get the steps in, and just enjoy all of that. And it's probably about a 40-minute drive from Galway City, so not too taxing.
Somewhere on the east coast for people, maybe.
Yeah, definitely. Like, even I love even being in around St. Anne's Park there, just out in Clontarf. There's so much trees and woodlands there, which is very accessible as well too. And then anything in Wicklow is really good. And you have, of course, the Beyond the Trees in Avondale there in Wicklow. That's a really, really great experience as well too, to really, really enjoy the indigenous trees and stuff that we have here in Ireland.
Okay, and listen, we don't have time to go around all the country, and I know people will text in walks now, but to capture it all, there's a brilliant app you're recommending. It's called All Trails. People might know it.
Yeah, it's brilliant. And you can really put in where you're at there. And it really, really is so close to, like, accurate. So there's no way to fear. But also it gives you all of these additional walks. And also another really good function on Strava. If you're in an area and you're on that app, it tells you local walks that are there. So that's also really, really cool. So technology can help you before you set out to figure out where you're going. And it can be a guide when you're there. But when you're out, don't be listening to anything. Take it all in. And you can use that as your little compass if you're a little bit kind of intimidated going on your first one.
So look, just start. Even if it's the local park, just start.
Absolutely.
Just do it. Yeah. Lisa Regan, thank you very much. We'll take a break.
Thanks, Mike.